Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hi, I'm Robert Naiman, longtime Urbana resident, alumnus of the University of Illinois in math and economics, and former member of the Champaign County Board. If you live in Champaign County, you probably know that there is a new Walmart store in Urbana. On January 31st, 40 people joined an informational picket sponsored by the Jobs with Justice Organizing Committee at the grand opening of the new store. Jobs with Justice is a national organization campaigning for workers' rights, and we're currently forming a local chapter. Our purpose at the picket was to protest the employment practices of the Walmart Corporation. Walmart is notorious for paying wages that place its employees below the federal poverty line, for failing to provide affordable health insurance to its employees, for violating labor laws on working hours, child labor, and the right to organize, and for practicing discrimination against its female employees, for example, who have sued Walmart in the largest lawsuit of its kind in history. Walmart likes to portray itself as a friend of low-income people because it offers low prices. But it is not a friend of the low-income people who work in its stores. On average, large firms in the United States provide health insurance for 2/3 of their employees, but Walmart covers less than half its employees. 1 in 7 Walmart employees has no health insurance at all, double the national average for large firms. In fact, about 1 in 40 uninsured workers at large firms nationwide are Walmart employees. In the absence of a national health insurance system in the United States, Walmart is unfairly competing with other firms by shifting its health care costs onto the taxpayer. In response, Maryland passed legislation requiring employers like Walmart to spend 8% of payroll on health care, and other states are expected to follow suit. Here in East Central Illinois, we can also hold Walmart to account. Let your elected officials know that you don't think Walmart should be allowed to make super profits by mistreating its employees.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.